boy go crazy.
Justice Wisconsin, the truth. The most requested advocate in the state. 101.7 FM. The movement continues. Yeah, yeah. Yeah.
Milwaukee, stand up, yeah. Stand up.
It's Tory Lowe, the truth, from one to four. We about that action, so tap in and let's go. We want that justice, we want all the smoke. From Monday through Friday, trying to bring the city hope, yeah. Tory Lowe, from one to four, Monday through Friday, let's go. We about that action from the block, and we ready, let's go. Tap in, and it ain't no holding back, we ready.
101.7 Proof. Tory Lowe, Tory Lowe Show, live from Grafton, Wisconsin. The movement continues. The marathon continues right here on 101.7 The Truth. Thank you for joining me for the third hour of the Tory Lowe Show this December 12th, 2025. Hey, look. I want to get into this third hour because it's a lot we got to cover before we get into the weekend. MCTS bus driver fired after fatal pedestrian crash in Greenfield. There's a lot going on with MCTS this year. We've been trying to cover it all. And coming down the pike, coming down to the last days of the year, we have another story. Once again, MCTS confirmed the bus driver was immediately suspended following the crash and was terminated 2 days after completion of internal investigation. And we got, you know what, somebody just came out here to Grafton. We got Homer Blow out here at Grafton, out here at Capco Kids to Kids Toy Drive. You know what? I'm gonna bring Homer over so he can get on the headphones. I need Homer to sit over here and get on the headphones. But I want to talk about this MCTS bus driver that was fired. We got some audio on this. But once again, this has been a long year for a lot of these agencies, the county agencies, the city agencies. A lot of conversation about busing and moving into the future, and if we're going to get some bus lines cut, and all kinds of stuff that happened this year. I can't even keep track no more. My brain worn out at this time. At this time of the year, I'm just trying to relax. I'm trying to chill. It's cold outside. They say it's going to be Arctic cold over the weekend. I'm trying to cuddle this weekend. That's what I'm trying to do. I'm trying to relax. It's too cold. I'm not trying to cuddle with Homer Blow. Here he come. He coming over here. If y'all watch this broadcast live, we got the legendary Homer Blow out here in Grafton. No. You already, a handshake, and what did we do? We do the bro hug. But, if you're watching this week broadcast live, we got what's going on with the Milwaukee County Transit System. Once again, a lot of trouble circling around a lot of those ideas. Let's listen.
Ashside today with questions left unanswered by MCTS and police.
I started looking into. Sent us this email. MCTS tells me it immediately suspended the bus driver after the crash per standard protocol and then fired him 2 days later following their internal investigation. MCTS won't tell me why as police continue to investigate. A green sweatshirt hangs on a light pole at 56th and Forest Home to honor 61-year-old George Kaser. Medical examiner reports show he was killed at this intersection after police say he was hit by an MCTS bus on the night of November 22nd. Two blocks east of here at Forest Home and Morgan, we found business surveillance video that shows an MCTS bus pulling over, followed by a flood of flashing police lights. Greenfield police say they responded to a welfare check and found Kaser lying on the ground with a significant head injury. He was taken to Frederick Hospital, where he died. Greenfield police say the 55-year-old MCTS driver remained on scene and cooperated with their investigation. Greenfield's police chief tells me he is unable to give a statement or release any information at this time. MCTS says it will continue to cooperate with law enforcement as part of their ongoing investigation. Milwaukee County's standard operating procedure following a bus crash includes mandatory post-accident drug and alcohol testing. MCTS wouldn't provide me with the results of those tests. I called the now-fired bus driver, who we aren't naming, to request an interview.
My name's Ben Jordan. I'm a reporter with TMJ4. I was wondering if you had a minute to talk about the bus crash.
He declined, saying the bus union told him not to comment during the police investigation. I reached out to the MCTS union president. I have yet to hear back. We also tried to get a hold of Kaser's family and are awaiting a response. This is a story we plan to keep following. We'll provide an update when information...
All right. Well, once again, we're going to keep everybody updated when we get more information on this, what took place with this. Somebody got hit. The bus hit the person. The bus driver stayed on the scene. I'll say this, you know, over the years, I've seen a mentality that have been less empathetic many times when it comes to people that are working inside organizations. I mean, when you work inside an organization or for a company, and I'm not saying it's the case with this bus driver, but what I'm saying is I've seen that people will be working in jobs where they're supposed to serve the public, but they have a little attitude, home or blow. You know, and you wonder, why do you even get this job? Because you got this job that's serving the public. And so what I'm saying is I'm not saying it's this the case, but when you come into these ideas with a bad attitude and you're dealing with the public, eventually something gonna happen.
That's true.
I mean, you may not plan on it to happen. You may not plan on it to happen, but something is going to happen when you approach a situation that's dealing with the public with the wrong attitude. And I'm not saying that this is what happened with this bus driver. I'm just saying that I see people, a lot of times, they're working in these organizations or companies or for these brands that deal with public, but the attitude ain't matching the public service idea.
Yeah, I think what happens is, you know, at jobs, you know, sometimes people get frustrated and they don't respect the fact that they are presenting a customer service type situation. So if you're not feeling good, if you're going through the loss of a family member or a friend, you got a sick relative, you're worried, it's best to just take the day off. Because once you bring that, when you bring that to your job, then you are and should be held accountable to the highest degree. So if you are getting quick mouth because somebody got on the bus and they said something and you're like, who are you talking to? No. You have to. It is your job. Other than that, just call your supervisor and say, look, you know what? When I get to my next layover, I'm going to need somebody to take over because today just ain't a good day. But
and you're going to have a bad day.
Yeah, you are.
Every
you
day
are.
Is going to be the best day, right?
Right. Absolutely. Everybody's not going to have a perfect day. But I think that as a public servant, you know what I'm saying?
Is that an excuse when things go wrong to say that was the case?
Nope, absolutely not. Absolutely not.
That's what you usually hear.
Right, right. They try to, and that's why you hear the word excuse. Mm-hmm. No, ain't no excuse for that. Ain't no excuse for that. You came to do a job. If you feel like you can't do your job to the best of your ability, you know what? I'm gonna have to take me a day off. You get what I'm saying? And if that'll help everybody around me, help my teammates and all of that, then that's what I have to do. Because other than that, you're gonna make something that's gonna change your career for the rest of your career. Like, you know, now, you know, who's trying to hire him?
Not until this is resolved. I mean,
right.
I'll say this. I deal with a lot with the community. And
absolutely.
Sometimes when I'm out and about, I'll just, you know, you catch things while you're dealing with something. You see other stuff going on.
Absolutely.
I've seen people right in front of the bus waving the bus down, and the bus still drove past. Like, like the what would have hurt the driver to stop? And sometimes when that, especially when they got a limp, mm-hmm. especially when they can't.
I see now. You're just gonna try to tug at the heartstrings.
What I'm saying is,
because people be on schedules,
okay,
man.
I know they be on schedule.
They don't be on schedule,
but
man.
What I'm saying,
I gotta be at this next stop.
Hold on, Homer. What I'm saying is, you know the man can't run fast. You see, he's struggling to get to the bus. What's the back in the day?
The heart of me is gonna be
back
like,
in the
okay,
day
they would have stopped.
Back in the day.
But
a little courtesy,
but you do that courtesy though, Tori. You do that courtesy, and I'm not saying
I believe that they should be able
to get some courtesy. I'm a kind-hearted person, but sometimes I'm saying people that okay, you ended up stopping, but they still had to hobble down half a block because he had to get into a safe spot. Man, you saw me out there. Why'd you make me have to come all the way down here? Leg hurt.
So just go and avoid the whole situation.
Sometimes,
just go and ride up.
Sometimes, man. I got a time clock, man. I'm supposed to be on College Avenue at a certain time. You look at your bus schedule to time that I was going to be on College Avenue at a certain time.
Or this what I don't like. Like, you know how buses, once when they get to the corner, the other bus pull up.
Right.
And they be like, stop the bus.
Some of the buses, if
you see another bus, that most somebody gonna come over there.
That's right.
And they drive off.
That's some dirty stuff. But to them, it ain't dirty as long as they looking this way. So the person is over here in my peripheral left.
That's wrong.
And I'm just looking this way.
Oh wow. We didn't all see this, so I don't know. I don't know what it is, but like I said.
I mean, you hit the air brake in the middle. Yeah, some people
bogus.
You know
you're supposed to wait for the folks to get off the bus to come across the street.
Yeah, I would.
But
there's,
you know,
some people, man, that.
People got to like, get to work.
Yeah.
All right.
Some people, but you also get to know some of your customers. Be like, oh, here she come. Here come Lyle Mary. You know what? Lyle Mary going to miss this
one.
You shouldn't take
it
personal.
She got on my nerve last
year. Yeah, but Lyle Mary might get
wow.
left.
How you doing, my flow?
I'm blessed, man.
Out to graft.
Yeah, man. Listen, man. You know,
we was out here last year.
Yeah, man. Yeah. And you know, my nonprofit, Homer Blow Foundation Inc. nonprofit, mm-hmm. 501c3, is one of the nonprofits that is blessed by the support of CAPCO Kids to Kids Toy Drive, and with all of the things that I do with children. Their donation of toys to my foundation really helps out, you know, because I do things not only just at the time of my birthday party for the kids, but I do a happy holidays for families where I try to pick 10 families and bless the kids, infant to 14 years old with toys. And so any little help and support that I can get always goes a long way. So,
well, I think you have Christmas twice a year.
You're talking about the birthday party for the kids.
It's kind of like a Christmas party.
Yeah, people say it's Christmas in June.
Christmas in the summertime.
Yeah, they say it's Christmas in June, man. But, you know, our children are worth it. And like I say, oftentimes when we talk about our inner city, Tori, we know that there's a lot of poverty that's going on. Mm-hmm. And then you got people that are making decisions on, do I try to keep up with my car payment? Do I try to make sure I can get to and from work? I know my daughter deserves this toy that she's been asking me about. My son deserves this toy that he's been asking about. Somebody wants a bike. And you have to make some tough decisions. But with things like CAPCO, Kids to Kids Toy Drive, it really helps a lot of community organizations that are just trying to give black. Like, I see that, you know, Brother Andre Lee Ellis, you know, he will be one of the recipients of being able to get some toys for the community. And so many other organizations and nonprofits that are trying to make sure that everybody has a Merry Christmas.
And this is what's important. That's why I say, if you don't have anything for your family during the Christmas season, you're not even typing in Toy Drive.
Right.
Because all you had to do
is type in Toy Drive.
I'm involved. Resources.
Listen,
right.
I'll say it, I guess, after we come back. I am involved with about four of them. Mm. So, yeah, we'll talk about it.
Hey, look, when we come back, we'll have more conversation. We got the Homa Blow out here in Grafton joining me on the Tory Lowe Show.
And it's powerful.
Hey, look, when we come back, I want to talk about all the different organizations that's working to have to make sure that people have a beautiful holiday season when
Absolutely.
We get back. Tory Lowe Show live in Grafton. Truth Nation, stay locked in. Powerful.
More of the Tory Lowe Show is next on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and 101.7thetruth.com. This is the Tory Lowe Show on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and 101.7thetruth.com.
Tory Lowe, you know how it go, don't play, always up in the flow, they never know, they gotta go, you don't know, Tory, then you better know, yeah, all in the streets, people just know.
101.7 The Truth, Tory Lowe, Tory Lowe Show, live from Grafton, Capco Kids to Kids Toy Drive, Homa Blow is out here in Grafton with me.
Yes, sir.
Before we went to break, we was talking about all the different organizations that you've worked with when it comes to this time of the year. If somebody's going without gifts, it seems to me that they just not typing in Toy Drive.
Absolutely.
And just looking at all the organizations. And you can't wait till the last minute either because
right.
people register
absolutely
early.
And I agree. And also... please be mindful. Don't be selfish. Because I am involved with and my nonprofit partners up with some of these toy drives that are going on, I see you at every last one of them.
Oh, you're
bringing
about people,
all your kids.
People taking
that were
advantage.
At this one, then you came to the next one. And I'm just saying you're taking away three or four children's opportunity to be able to be blessed with the gift if you know that you already went and were blessed by the kindness of somebody that is trying to give black to the people in the community. Just make sure you don't be selfish, don't be greedy. First one coming up, it's December 20th. Shout out to Miss D, Mama Raisa McCullum at the Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Community Center. She does a annual breakfast with Santa in honor of her late son, Staff Sergeant Krishan L. Claiborne. And it's going to be December 20th from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. The first 150 children will be chosen ages 5 years old to 12 years old. And it's at the Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Community Center located at 1531 West Valeet Street. 1531 West Valeet Street. So I encourage people to make sure that you get there early. You know, it is tis the season. So make sure you bundled up. Make sure you bundled up. And then Bader Philanthropies, Inc., Uplifting Dignity, along with Northcott Neighborhood House, will be doing their sixth annual Tis the Season Christmas on Tuesday, December 23rd. They will be distributing toys and presents for children ages 12 months to 17 years old. That's from 4 p.m. to 8 p.m. The Truth 101.7's very own legendary Homa Blow. I'll be providing the musical soundtrack for that. So that's coming up again on Tuesday, December 23rd at the Northcott Neighborhood House, 2460 North 6th Street. And it's brought to you by Bader Philanthropies, Inc., West Care, Wisconsin, and Northcott Neighborhood House. So shout out to Tamara. Shout out to Travis Landry. Shout out to Tony Kearney. So that's one that is happening. There's another one that I'll be involved in on the 24th, Christmas Eve. Midwest Monsters, Inc., third annual Christmas Eve toy giveaway from 1 p.m. to 4 p.m. That'll be held at the Prince Hall Masonic Center at 1218 West North Avenue, and they are also recipients of Kids to Kids Toy Drive here at Capco. So that'll be going on Christmas Eve. And then, of course, on Christmas Day, the Salvation Army will be presenting their 36th annual Christmas Family Feast. I've been blessed to be the voice of the Christmas Family Feast with doing the music and welcoming our family in, and when you get to come down and sit and eat a hot meal before you leave, they also get a bag of toys for their children. So
you might as well get you a department at the North Pole.
I'm just trying to do the most good, doing what we do, man. So,
oh wow.
So yeah, man. And,
that's a lot of toys.
Yeah, it is, man. Yeah, it is. So that's why I say, you know, I don't want to hear it. Like when you were saying as I was driving in, like I don't want to hear no excuse of talking about right. you didn't know. You ain't searching. You ain't searching.
You all you have to do is Google in Milwaukee and Toy Drive.
Right.
You got all.
It ain't hard to find.
Right.
It ain't hard to find.
You looking through your boyfriend phone or you looking through your girlfriend phone. It takes less energy to find out right. where the toys are.
Right, absolutely. But they'd rather be looking for some other stuff. They'd rather be looking for some other stuff.
I got to ask you the question of the day.
Okay.
Because, it's been a long time mm-hmm. since you had an ex. Mm-hmm. You've been married forever. But,
right.
but what I'm saying is the question of the day is would you accept a gift from your ex this holiday season?
Hell no.
Okay, I'm just...
Hell no, no. Listen, man, I don't want my head busted to the white meat. I don't want to know what's up under this skull.
Wait a minute.
I don't want no smoke, man. Listen, man.
Your ex...
What would you do if your woman's ex ended up giving her something? 12 golden rings. I mean, I'm just saying. 4 turtle doves. I'm just saying. Wow. 3 friends. I mean, how would you
yo,
react?
You ain't had an ex in so long. Your ex is in Graceland.
You know, and I got to pull up. I know it's another one that I'm a part of Dream Team United WI nonprofit.
Okay.
And they have a toy giveaway and coat giveaway that is coming up, Winter Wonderland. And yeah, so at the Kosciuszko Community Center. So it's a lot. I don't want to hear nobody talking about they don't know of nothing going on. Like, yeah, it's stuff going on everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're not a part, that means you ain't trying. You got to help us to help you.
You know what? It's no excuse with this technology now to not be resourceful.
Right.
Because now you can just talk to the phone and it's going to talk back to you.
Yep.
It ain't even an excuse if you ain't got a friend nowadays because now the phone going to talk to
yeah,
you.
Yeah, chat.
Hey, chat. Hold on. Wait a minute.
Hey, where are the toy drives for Milwaukee and surrounding areas?
Hold on.
Thanks for asking. Now,
yeah, it
there's
exactly
a toy
talk back. Right.
Did you know that there's one starting in 2 hours? It's going to be at, you know what I'm saying? Chat going
to
tell you.
Let me tell you something. Look, it's probably safer to talk to the chat because they may give you better advice than one of your buddies. Your buddy might keep you informed, but the chat going to get you around where you need to be.
Right. Hey, now, you're an all-star. I'm just saying. But, yeah, man, it's a lot. It's a lot. And like I say, the blessing that Capco Kids to Kids mm-hmm. Toy Drive is, it's and the people that support and drop off and donate toys. Mm-hmm. And on tomorrow, you know, we got a lot of toys that are here now, but tomorrow there will be even more toys as people are driving up and dropping off or parking and coming over with big bags.
Right.
Do you ever get to stay for when all of the emergency?
Yeah, I do that every year. That is one of the highlights.
It's
this
bruh.
Weekend, I think.
It's tomorrow.
Yeah, it's tomorrow.
Yeah.
What I'm saying.
Eight degrees.
Yeah.
Low going to be minus
yeah.
3. So I don't know what the wind chill going to be. But I'm going to have on long johns.
One bad windshield don't stop the show.
That's right. I'm going to have on long johns and I'm going to be out here. I'm going to do what I got to do.
Hey, well, look, when we come back, we'll have more conversation, Tory Lowe, out here at Grafton with Homer Blow. Truth Nation, stay locked in.
You are listening to The Tory Lowe Show on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and 101.7thetruth.com. This is The Tory Lowe Show on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and 101.7thetruth.com.
Now I'm healed and ready, illuminated from within, I'm prepared and ready. Got my boots strapped, locked and loaded, ready for war. About to take back the corners and grocery stores. Time to save the day, I got the
101.7 The Truth, Tory Lowe, Tory Lowe Show. Live from Grafton, joining me on the V-Mix, we got the lovely Elizabeth Brown, author advocate Elizabeth Brown. If you're watching this rebroadcast live, you can see Elizabeth Brown. How you doing, Queen?
Happy Friday. Hey, it's Friday.
Happy Friday. Hey, look, we out here in Grafton. We out here in Grafton, Kids to Kids Toy Drive, 20th anniversary. Many times when we talk about people that celebrate Christmas during this time of the year, a lot of people struggle to get toys under the tree. And there's so many organizations in the community that are involved in trying to mitigate that. Even had a organization that even is trying to work with the inmates. Camp Reunite. Tommy from Camp Reunite was here for inmates that qualify for the program to have a Christmas. So that was an awesome interview at the top of the show. So if you don't have anything under the tree this year, I'll say that you're not. You got to use your phones. You got to use your resources. And you got to be ahead of this before it gets to the holiday season. So it's good that we got this information going out.
Absolutely. I mean, it's just super powerful. Again, you in a toy wonderland. I've seen all those toys. I'm like,
man,
those a lot of toys. A lot of happy kids going to wake up on Christmas. And that in itself, that energy, that frequency is definitely what we need to go into 2026.
Now, when you talk about people that, and I remember when I was coming up, it used to be this story that, well, I'm going to make sure that my family have whatever they need. So I'm going to go out and I'm going to steal, you know what I mean? And do whatever I got to do. Yeah. And I'm like, that's now that I understand how many toy drives it is and how many, it's people that got toy drives that don't even got it like that. They got toy drives. And so what I'm saying resources, you ain't got to go out here and steal. You ain't got to go out here and commit no crimes to get your kids no toys. The search engine works, you know.
Absolutely. You just got to apply yourself. The energy that you will use and the risk that you're taking to be locked up over the holiday, if you truly care about your kids, that's not the way you want to go. Apply yourself for the resources. Get those resources. Again, a lot of times we just have to check our ego and check our pride.
I agree.
You know what I'm saying? Everybody need help sometimes, and it's nothing wrong. Again, if you've paid taxes before, if you've given before, this is the season of those of us who have been giving for us to learn how to receive.
And do it the right way, you know. Don't fall into the pressures of having to, you know, put yourself at risk, because once you put yourself at risk, you're not only risking not being around for your family members, you're risking all of these other things that is unnecessary. And at least right now, during these times, you just got to get a little ahead of the curve. But no need to put yourself or your family at risk to lose a loved one because you feel like you got to get out here and do whatever it takes to get toys under the tree.
That part. And you know, like I said, you know, I'm learning too as we go. But the reality of truly what this, any holiday for me, the time is to show love, to receive love, to get love. The main idea, one thing I learned when my daughter was 2 or 3 years old, for 2.3 seconds, she enjoyed the toys. What she enjoyed better was being surrounded by her loved ones. Again, I think it's more of our ego, those of us who trying to relive vicariously by giving our children everything we had, but not giving them what it was that we also received, and what we needed was the reality that comes with getting those presents, to be grateful, to know that you're loved. And those time periods, just loving the people who's there to love you, and make sure that if you're able to give, for you to give. So in your time of need, somebody will give to you and you'll be able to receive.
Also, they say to be careful because I know a lot of people shop online, but the porch pirates is out here. They say that people just grabbing people gifts off the front door and just running and walking off with the gifts.
Absolutely. Hey, I done seen a couple of people booby trap them. Quit playing.
I seen the booby trap. I think I got one or two laid to the size. I'm going to try to order. I think you can order one of those.
It's hilarious. But at the same time, again, you don't have it to do. Apply yourself. Get the resources. Use your smartphone to get the addresses that you need so you can show up. If you feeling that bad, apply yourself and use the resources.
Right. And they say it's like $1 billion worth of gifts being stolen right now.
It's just so not worth it for me, you know. What do it? Your intent to take from somebody else like the Grinch and thinking that you're doing a good thing by giving it to somebody. You give it to somebody else. Somebody else then went without because you stole what they worked hard for. And you gave it to somebody else. Do you think that that's going to go by? Like, karma is real.
Well, even the Grinch had a change of heart. That's all I'm saying. Okay. Even the Grinch came on the Tory Lowe show and spoke to me and told me about his change of heart and how he's taking on the responsibility as an ambassador for Christmas now. So, you know.
He didn't even came
full circle.
Hey, salute to Cindy Lou Who. You know, she right. She warmed his heart. So, again, the babies will do it.
Also, Elizabeth Brown, I need to ask you the question today. Would you accept a gift from your ex this holiday season?
Hell no.
why you put the hell
absolutely
on?
Absolutely not.
Why you put the hell no on?
Again, I didn't even want the gifts when I was with you, so I'm no longer with you. Wrap that up and give it to your current, because say bye-bye. Hey, no, I don't want none of that. Thank you, but no thank you.
It's the holiday season. It's the reason for the season.
It is the reason for the season, but again, when those seasons I was with you, I didn't even enjoy those. So, you know, God bless.
Where are we at on the poll with the gift exchange with the ex?
62% say no, they wouldn't want a gift from their ex.
Poor
thank
ex.
Thank you, but no thank you.
Poor
that
ex.
That part.
Wow.
But does it surprise you that 40% would want it?
Well, you know,
my thing is, Tori, your ex should be with somebody else by now, okay? Like, matter of fact, the reason you're an ex because you didn't apply yourself to the person you're trying to get a gift to. So, for when you leave in a relationship, give that gift that keeps giving, which is the love to yourself, and maybe you won't, the next relationship, you won't be an ex to it.
Oh, wow. Oh, wow. Also, we have another situation at NPS. We have another situation with a staffer accused of locking the kids in the boiler room.
Torture.
They trying to
absolutely
sue.
Absolutely egregious.
The family trying to sue NPS for locking the kids in the boiler room.
As they should, and I hope they get every penny that they deserve. There is no reason in God's green earth that you will lock children in a boiler.
I don't see the reason.
And especially everybody else so knew about it.
There's so many classrooms in the school.
Come on. The gym.
Why would you pick the boiler? Yeah, I'm just saying the boiler room.
What happened to the principal's office?
They saying that the kids having nightmares now. And it reminds me of Freddy Krueger because Freddy Krueger was always in the boiler room scraping his nails on the pipe.
Right. But remember, you know, they burnt him up and again,
Tori, in the boiler room.
You have to be a different kind of evil to take a child and lock them in a boiler as an adult. Yeah. And then where's the charges on these teachers and these paraprofessionals who did that?
Well, like I said, Elizabeth Brown, all year we've been talking about these different stories. We have talked about NPS. We've talked about the Milwaukee County transit system. We talked about a lot of the taxation ideas, and we're coming into the new year, 2026. What would you like to see as far as improvement, an area of improvement when it comes to the new year?
Well, you know, I'm already seeing it. You know, again, just people having their minds open to change. People understanding that the old way of thinking, that just like you made that choice, that you can change your mind and make another choice to do something different if it's not working. That it's never too late. I'm seeing that right now. Again, I just have gratitude for 2025 because, again, with Truth Nation, all of the call for helps that we did, call to actions, and so many people came up, all of the cleaning the neighborhoods. I think, you know, we turning the ship around. So it's not that I want to see it. I'm seeing it. And it's a beautiful thing. And I'm just grateful to be in the position that I'm in, to be not only a part of it, but to be a part of the change and be able to see people in mid-sentence listening to your show, getting the right information and changing their train of thought. You know, 2026 is going to be great because those of us who really understand it and have the intention to do great things is going to be given the resources and the ability. And as we Voltron, we turning this ship around. It's up. So I'm just grateful at this moment.
Well, look, when we come back, Elizabeth Brown, I want to get your final thoughts on the week. Tori Lo Show live from Grafton, Capco Kids to Kids, Toy Drive 20-year anniversary. Stay locked in.
More of the Tori Lo Show is next on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and 101.7thetruth.com. This is the Tori Lo Show on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and 101.7thetruth.com.
Going around the clock, now it's time to pick a side. It's our time, the time to act is now. So best believe.
Every child deserves a school that sees their brilliance, a place that believes in who they can become. At Milwaukee College Prep, we set a high bar with strong character, high expectations, and academic excellence starting early as age 3. MCP scholars continue to outperform their peers across Milwaukee because they believe in every child can achieve greatness, and it's tuition's free. If you're looking for a school that partners with you, challenges your child, and prepares them for college and beyond, visit MilwaukeeCollegePrep.com because Milwaukee College Prep is where brilliance begins. Also, the award-winning 101.7 The Truth, the proud home of the Milwaukee Panthers basketball. Milwaukee Panthers basketball is back at home as they look to take on Indiana State Sunday at UWM Panthers Arena. Sky Wars has the coverage starting at 12:30 p.m. on the award-winning 101.7 The Truth, Milwaukee Panthers Sport Network from Learfield. Tip-off is set for 1 p.m. Elizabeth Brown, another powerful conversation today.
Absolutely.
Let me get your final thoughts on the show today.
I mean, again, powerful as always. Again, thank you from being the voice of change, the place where people can go and have conversations that wasn't being had before. The ability to know is the ability to change your mind, to do things better. The Tori Lo Show has been pivotal in giving people the knowledge that they need and the okay to change their mind, to change their life. Again, for a long time, people misled us to believe that, you know, whatever we decided to do in 1998, like, we got to stick with that. I haven't, since your show, seen so many people open up to change. Every day, you given a chance and a choice. And every time, you're not going to make that decision righteously, but you need to know that even if you don't make that decision right today, that you can wake up tomorrow and make the right decision. You know, it's never too late to change your mind, to change your life. As far as what's taking place, there's a lot of things that's taking place on this planet right now. The world, just the planet alone, is in a shift, and we need to make sure that we're being vigilant that we're making sure that everybody around us is able to pivot and to know to not engage in the ignorance. You don't have to, if people is serving disrespect, you don't have to sit there. Get up and move, you know. A lot of times we don't understand that a lot of these people who don't want to do nothing different, misery love company, they want you to be stuck. And how do they get you to get stuck? If you're vibrating high, it's get you to come down. Don't never come down. Make them come up. And we going towards another holiday, and I think if we haven't learned anything else out of all of these years of struggle, of strife, is that the most important thing we can do for these holidays is to find gratitude, to lead with love, and understand that love changes things. And even if you didn't get the resources, take that time to love on your loved ones, love on your children, and get them to understand that it's not about a present. It's about the purpose of life and having someone to be there and love you through or love with you during these times of tragedy. Because I send prayers out to all the families who lost someone. And I just want you to know that no matter how it look, how grim it look, know that for me, death is a reminder for those of us who are still living to live. That sometimes we get so caught up in life that our sorrows become our biggest focus. And the reality, if you're a true believer in God or a higher power, you should know that your loved one, no matter how they left this planet, is God don't receive anybody he wasn't ready for. So with that being said, I send prayers out to anybody who's lost their loved ones. I hope that they find peace and understanding and just the ability to live and breathe again. And again, we're coming up on another season of voting. Knowledge is power. One thing for sure and two for certain, the people who are currently in office haven't done anything we needed them to do. So the choice is left with you. You got a chance in the choice. Change your mind, change your life, and ain't no better time than the present.
Also, Nick saying it's going to be Arctic cold weather over the weekend. Hey, you got to bundle up. I know you don't like the cold. When it get cold like that, you get in your little cubby hole, right?
Hey, I'm in my little cocoon. If I have to come out, I'm going to put on a snowsuit, you know. And I'm coming right back in. Hey, I'm putting out the snow pants, the long johns. Look, this Arctic, they talking about frostbite in like minutes.
Right.
I don't want none of that.
Oh,
I don't
wow.
want none of that.
Yeah, I mean, be safe out here. I know a lot of people want to get outside.
Absolutely.
But this may be a good weekend to learn how to stay inside.
That part. Do some cleaning you ain't done. Do some laundry you ain't done. Just stay somewhere warm, okay? Or take some heat with you. Whichever way you need to do it.
I'm hoping that I know that we've got on the warming shelters all this time when the weather drops. So I think that we don't hear any more about the warming shelters staying closed. I think they will be open, you know, the warming shelters, all the warming
Absolutely.
Shelters for those that need warming shelters. I don't think that's the issue this year.
I'm happy that it's not. I just pray again that we check our egos and our pride, that don't take the risk to just be outside in the elements. If you are an individual who currently don't have a home, please go where there is a warming center, because your life matter. You know what I'm saying? Like, so with that being said, King, happy Friday. I hope you be safe. I hope you got a hat. I hope you outside with a hat.
You know what, Elizabeth Brown? Who? Look at the time. Hey, God bless you for coming on the show today. It's been
another Say less.
Powerful conversation.
Hey, okay.
You know,
all right. Say less.
Talk to you soon, Queen.
Salute, King. Happy Friday.
Happy Friday.
Put on a hat.
Here we go. Here we go. Hey, look, once again, salute to all the volunteers that are out here grafting as well. Salute to everybody that is in the holiday spirit of giving. Salute to everybody that joined the show today. Salute to everybody that called in. Everybody in the chat, another powerful chat. If you have not joined the chat, you missing out. The chat, I can't even keep up with it sometimes. So many different conversations going on. I appreciate everybody that makes the Tory Lowe Show what it is and what it has become, an award-winning voice for the people. Once again, it takes a community to save a community, and we have to make sure that we pull out the tools to fix the village. And I appreciate everybody this year in 2025 that stepped out on the front lines to try to make a difference in the community. I love you. I support you. And I'm grateful for you and all of those that are coming to make sure that we have a powerful turnaround in this upcoming year. Hey, look, have a fun, safe weekend. Keep your head on a swivel. Green don't always mean go and look both ways before you cross the streets. I love you. Dr. Ken Harris up next.